From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress today the economy may contract in the first half of 2008. He largely stayed away from using the term recession, however. He did not rule out the possibility. Bernanke also said it's not up to the Fed to bail out homeowners facing foreclosure. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Bernanke told the Joint Economic Committee that it appears the economy is growing modestly right now, but he said for the first half of 2008 it could contract slightly. Bernanke said he's not ready to use the word recession to describe what's happening because that's a technical term that depends on data not yet available. The Fed has gotten involved in helping troubled investment banks stabilize their finances, and Democratic Senator Charles Schumer asked if it's appropriate for the Fed to do that while not helping homeowners struggling to make payments on subprime mortgages. Bernanke replied,
I think housing is very important and we need to address it, but of course that's the Congress's sphere of influence, not the Fed's.
He did say that concerns about the housing market and credit now appear to be dragging down overall economic activity. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration says four U.S. airlines are under investigation for failing to comply with inspection and maintenance regulations. FAA officials would not name the airlines under investigation, but Southwest, American, Delta, and U.S. Airways have all taken aircraft out of service in recent weeks for maintenance and inspection-related issues. And today, United Airlines grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 777 jetliners and canceled several long-haul flights while the fire suppression system on the planes is checked. NPR's David Schaefer reports.
Chicago-based United says it has taken all 52 of its long-haul 777s out of service so that inspectors can conduct new tests of the aircraft's cargo hold fire suppression systems to make sure that they operate properly. In a statement, United Airlines says a regular review of its maintenance records found that tests on one cargo hold fire suppression system had not been thorough enough. The airline says it voluntarily disclosed the problem to the FAA and that it will not fly any of its 777s until new tests are complete. United canceled more than a third of its daily 777 departures, many of them to Europe and Asia. A congressional hearing on questionable airline maintenance, inspections, and FAA oversight is scheduled for Thursday. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
President Bush, attending a NATO summit meeting in Bucharest, said today he expects several major U.S. goals will be addressed at the meeting. The president said he is optimistic a decision to beef up combat forces in Afghanistan will be approved. He said he also expects a U.S. missile defense system to be endorsed by the body. Orders to U.S. factories were down for a second straight month. In February, the Commerce Department reported today orders to the nation's mines, factories, and utilities declined by 1.3%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 45 points to end the session at 12,608. This is NPR. Republican presidential candidate John McCain said those who are disappointed with the mistakes of government need to join its ranks and work to fix things. Addressing an audience at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, the Vietnam veteran said more Americans should enlist in the military or run for office. McCain also encouraged those in attendance to seek out public service work. Earlier in the day, McCain said he has begun looking at a list of names of possible running mates, but offered no details. He said he plans to name his choice for a running mate before the Republican convention. All 50 states have now been granted an extension until next year for new federal driver's license law called Real ID. The last state, Maine, received its extension today after its governor pledged to seek legislation limiting driver's licenses to citizens and legal residents. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
If states didn't get extensions, their residents would not have been allowed to use their driver's licenses for boarding airplanes or entering federal office buildings. Maine was the last holdout, but it received an extension from the Homeland Security Department after it agreed to a number of changes to make its driver's licenses more secure. Many states have concerns about Real ID. They say it's too costly and could cause privacy and management problems. Several have said they have no plans to implement the law, but they were given extensions anyway when they listed security measures they've already taken. Homeland Security says secure driver's licenses are needed to help prevent criminals and terrorists from using fake IDs. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices ended the session higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up $3.85 a barrel to close at $104.83 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.